Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 5 and it's the 26th of September 2013. I think it's safe to say we're definitely well into autumn now. Leaves are turning brown and falling, harvests are coming in. It's just gone 8 at the moment and it's already pitch black outside. So winter's on its way. Coming up today, I'm going to talk about what I've done in the last week, and then I'm going to give you my post-summer evaluation of what's gone on. Just a chance to think over what's grown well, what I've done, what could I done better. But more on that later. So back, what have I done at the home garden in this last week? Well, mostly it's just been harvesting. The tomatoes are coming through and I'm getting some really nice big tomatoes. They are a little late for my liking, but nevertheless I'm getting them. And there's a good variety of them, plum tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, normal tomatoes. Nice size, nice colour. Not much more I can ask for really there. The rains we've had lately, they've filled up, or been filling up the water butts, both at home and at the allotment, but we'll come to the allotment later. Preparing for next year by saving all the water, unless we suddenly have a drought over the next few weeks, which is highly unlikely. Something else I've done at home is I've fitted a new handle to an old spade. Now, the spade blade we found at the allotment when we took it over, it had no handle, or the remains of a handle were still there, I should say. And I've been meaning to do this, so it's been sat at home for a while and I just hadn't got round to doing it, so I decided I'll do it. I brought a new handle from a local supplier. And then what I did, I got the blade. And along the shaft, there were two rivets that held the old handle in place. I drilled that out, pulled out as much of the wooden handle as I could. I then got a drill with a spade bit and drilled out more and more and more until I couldn't get any more out. In the past with a hoe, I have stuck the hoe blade in the fire. And burned it out, and that worked quite well. So that's another thought that was something you could do if you so wanted. But drilling it out is another way, but it is very awkward. I then laid the blade down, and I got an angle grinder with a flap wheel or abrasive wheel attachment on it. And I went all over the blade, cleaning it up. I then ran over with some sandpaper, and I'm going to repeat doing the sandpaper over the next few days as well, possibly an electric sander, just to get it right back down to the metal. I then heated up the shaft with a blowtorch and stuck the wooden handle in as far as it would go. I heated it up so as it would expand, and then as it cools, it will squeeze round that handle and give it a tighter grip. I then got a couple of screws and in through the holes where I've drilled out the rivets, hold it into place. Once I finish sanding it down, I will then go over the handle with some linseed oil. But for the most part, this is working quite well, and it seems good. Eventually this spade will end up at the allotment as a spare one up there. Now I've also brought the citrus trees indoors, probably a bit early, but I didn't want them getting flooded and overwatered. I've moved some of the herbs around to shelter them a bit better as well. We definitely haven't had a frost yet, but there's a nip in the air in the morning, some mornings, and a fog. So it's on its way. As I say, this is the end of September, so it's it's quite cold, I think, for this time of year. Of course, I could be wrong. I cleared a lot of the old wood I had in a bag, and I've taken it up the allotment, ready to be burned. I think that's all I've done at home now. Now up the allotment. I headed up there on Saturday. Haven't been able to go during the week. Work's been busy, and the nights are drawing in, so it's not so easy to get up there. But Saturday, I loaded up the van with two empty bins and a load of wood I was talking about. On my way to the allotment, I stopped off at my horse manure supplier that I have now and filled up a couple of bins with the horse manure. I then took this up the allotment, and I've piled it up in a spare area and where the first early potatoes were. Now, these two bins, when full, will do one bed, so it's going to take quite a while to fill up all the beds with horse manure. So I might have to get new bins, or more bins. I dug up a couple of the main crop potatoes, just to see how they were doing. These were small plants, and I have to admit, we need some potatoes at home anyway, but there weren't a huge amount there. Hopefully, some of the other plants that are a bit bigger will have a better crop. But we'll see. I mean, they're still growing, so I don't want to cut them down just yet. Just take them when I need them. I then went and got some more wood chip from our supply, and started putting it over the paths just to recover them. I'm going to have to keep repeating that throughout the year. And I've also started another path down by the rear of our neighbour's shed, so she is able to get to the rear of her shed quite comfortably and keep the weeds at bay down there. Now, after this, I headed into my greenhouse, or my polytunnel, and gave it a good water and harvested some more tomatoes and some jalapenos. Now, as I said, the water butts are filling up really quite quickly now. We've gone from sort of half a barrel to both barrels being full. So I'm going to have to use them up and start moving them into the other butts. I also think I'm going to need more butts. But, again, that's the whole thing with moving on as we go along. Now, after this, I went round and harvested some more peas and some more French beans, tomatoes, courgettes, tabries, raspberries, etc., etc. Apples as well. Getting very, very good harvest out at the moment. Certainly plenty for us to eat. I then had a tidy up, a big old tidy up, clearing loads of rubbish into a bin, ready to take away. Now, after this, I made myself a lovely cup of coffee up there with a little camping stove we have in the shed. I had a sit down and just watched everything go by. I then got up and done a lot of weeding. Now, I've noticed underneath our wooden pallet compost heap, something has been burrowing, possibly rabbits or badgers. Not causing too much of a problem, to be honest. They're probably after something in there, but it's all vegetative matter, so nothing too serious. Now, because of the rain and everything, the weeds are growing pretty rapidly. So now is the time again to get on top of it and clear them all. I also took some photos, which I did put on the website on a new post on Saturday, I think it was. So they're up there, ready to go for you to have a good look around. Photos of our shed, the polytunnel and our whole plot. Unfortunately, it still looks a bit of a mess, so please excuse them, but it all takes time. Many of you gardeners out there will know that nothing just grows straight away, and nothing looks perfect straight away. Right, so I'm into my autumn evaluation now. Coming into autumn, and I think we've had a good summer. It's been very, very hot on days for quite a while. Now, this has meant that the polytunnel has struggled to keep its water in check. Not a huge problem, really. It just means I have to go up there more often. There was one day I did panic and water all everything outside, but that wasn't needed due to the mulch. I just decided to do it. That being said, I think the root crops, the carrots and the parsnips, could have benefited from it. Now, the tomatoes, I think, for me personally, they've been late this year, but they are harvesting quite well. Courgettes I've done very, very well with, and I cannot complain about that. However, my other squashes, my pumpkins, vegetable spaghetti squash, and butternut squash, the plants have grown and they flowered, but I don't have any actual fruit forming. Now, I can't figure out what's going wrong there. And it's still chart time, I suppose. It's only September, so they may develop in the next few weeks. Who knows? Only time will tell. I think that may have been down to lack of insects pollinating it. Hopefully our bug hotel will help that in the future. Peppers and chilies. The jalapeno chilies are all I've been harvesting, really. My other chilies, I didn't get any. They haven't really grown. I think they've struggled to grow this year. My peppers, I've had a few peppers and quite happy with them. They're not the biggest, but they're enough. Again, next year, I think more and more food for them. Make them grow a lot bigger and stronger earlier. And start them earlier. Although I started them pretty early, I might start them early and get a really nice root system on them. Beans and peas have done well. I had a few broad beans. I think I need to grow more of those. French beans and peas, excellent. And my second crop, also brilliant. So I'm going to be repeating that in the future after the garlic and onion. Garlic and onion, they've done okay, but they weren't the biggest. I had a few nice sized ones, and the rest were okay. I have just bought some sets for to grow over the winter for next year, which I'll be planting this weekend in pots at home, along with the seeds that I planted, which are still growing well. So yeah, that may be a thing for the future, is to actually grow them in seed form and save a few quid. Potatoes. I've only harvested the first early potatoes, really. They've not been brilliant this year for me. The ones at home done better than the ones at the allotment. And I can't explain why. It may have just been a bad year for that particular breed. As I said, my main crops, I harvested a couple of plants, but that's still in the monitoring station. Now, the other thing with the potatoes is they like a lot of nutrients and a lot of water, and it could have been lack of watering again. So as a note to myself, I'm going to have to be a bit more vigorous with watering certain things. I think I've said before, I do like to conserve water, so conserving water at the sake of losing out on veg is not why I conserve water, so I've got to be a bit stricter with myself there. Now, the soft fruits, the kiwi fruit, unfortunately, I'm sure has died. Grapes have put on plenty of growth. I actually tied those in at the weekend, I forgot to mention that. They've put on plenty of growth and growing healthily, but haven't produced any fruits. I could still be too young. The gooseberry's done well in the beginning, but the birds did get to them. So we know what I've got to do there. Same as the blueberries. Lots of blueberries, but the birds got to them. So definitely got to remember to net next year. Currants, got a few currants, not a huge amount, but yeah, got a few. Tayberries are coming at the moment. Raspberries done okay with, but I need more raspberry plants. The fruit trees, I've had no fruit out of them at all, apart from the apple tree that was already there, but the new ones that I've planted, I've had nothing out of them, but it is their first year, so sooner they get established, and we'll get more next year. In terms of the actual plots, weeding is something that I've struggled with in the past, to keep on top of. We all have busy lives, so we all know what it's like. But the black sheets I laid down really worked. Not only as a weed suppressant, but also as a mulch to conserve water. So I've already brought a few rolls for next year, so I'm already employing that for next year. It saved a lot of time on weeding, but where I haven't used it, there was a lot of weeds. So yeah, as a tester, as a comparison, it just goes to show. Now the paths, the weeds do sometimes come through the wood chip, but we hoe it off and try and keep on top of it and keep adding a thicker mulch. Tools. Well, we've got a lot of tools in both the allotment and at home. But the reality is, the tools I mostly use are the spade, the hoe and the fork. The hoe is pretty much a constant use up there. The spade is just for digging, the same with a fork. But they do get used. I also have some pocket secateurs that I keep on me, which I do get used a lot as well. So I'm going to throw those in there. A lot of the other tools that I have up there, I don't really use that much. The only thing I say I use more up the allotment would be this extendable. It's, they call it a hoe, and it's got like a mattock end on one side and a forked, three-pronged fork on the other. And you just hammer it into the ground to dig it up. And I've used that, and that's a really good tool. I'd like a better one, but I can't seem to find any. A lot of the other tools we have aren't really getting used, but they are probably more there for when I need it. Things like rakes are there to rake up after leaves and bare soil. Cultivator, I have, three-pronged cultivator, bare soil. So they're worth having, but the reality is there's only three tools you most likely use. Although you throw in your hand trowels and your hand forks as well, you probably use those a lot more in your pots and pans. So you can throw those in there as well. So if you're going to buy new tools, invest in those three, five things even to be decent. The lawn's at home. Well, it's not really fruit and veg growing, but with the lawnmower breaking and buying a new one, it's been a brilliant... The petrol lawnmower has been so much more easier, and it's easier to keep the lawn looking tidy because it's I haven't got to worry about running the cable. I just pull the lawnmower out, start it, 2 minutes later it's done. Now, I mentioned earlier about the strong sun we had, the hot summer. I did get sunstroke one day working too much up in the allotment. So there's a lesson to me there to keep cool. I always drink plenty, but I was working too hard and stupidly I did get sunstroke. I was ill the next day. Not serious, bit of sunburn. But yeah, there's a lesson to it all. If you're working in the sun, you need to wear light clothes but keep covered up, or keep your skin cool. Get in the shade regularly, drink regularly. Suntan lotion should, no matter how, if the sun's out, wear suntan lotion. It should be part of your everyday routine, putting suntan lotion. I think it should actually also be in every medical kit as well. Right, and I think we're there for today. I'm rounding it up now. As always, thank you for listening. Please do go visit the website. It's theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. It's up and running. It's a community site. Please go and sign up, add comments. There's a forum going. At the moment, there's only 3 members. 2 of those is myself and the other's my brother. But don't let that put you off, please. It only takes one more person to sign up to make it community-wise. And then as more and more people sign up, we can build it and help each other out. And that's what this is all about, helping each other out. Passing tidbits of information on. Running experiments and finding out what works well. But remembering, for what works for one person may not always work for you. But if you know it, if you're given the knowledge, you can try it. So, thanks for listening. This is the Veg Grower Podcast.